Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hi, Disha from Red FM.
Yeah, Disha, good morning.
How good are you morning. Today? You're Mr. Joshi, right?
Yeah, I am nicknamed as Aparna Joshi, but my official name is Madhav Joshi. Disha!
Madhav, so tell me, what's your take on, you just heard the General Secretary
of
the...
Yeah, I just heard, yeah.
Yes, so tell me, how do you feel, sir, about this new rule that's going to be in place starting this Friday, June 30th, midnight onwards? Everything around MG Road, Brigade Road and Church Street will be shut or they can't serve alcohol.
No, I personally feel that, you know, it's a very welcome move, Disha, because, you know, if you look into the culture surrounding the that places, it has been alarmingly, you know, a concern for the Bangalore people and the citizens of this state, because things that have happened in and around that places, it has been a cause of concern. A lot of women have been harassed there and all indecent activities galore in that place. The legacy has to be protected, the culture has to be protected. Let us focus on building our culture and do some activities which could be philanthropic in nature and could be beneficial for the underprivileged. That is what I submit.
Firstly, it's been a part of our Indian culture, if you date back, for having things to drink for a very, very long time. Somras ka to you must have heard. So I don't think it's out of our culture to be drinking anything. Also, secondly, I was wondering, don't you think philanthropy and basic entertainment and leisure can coexist? Isn't that the sign of a developed country and a state and a city where both can coexist and you don't have to ban anything in particular when we can find that balance? And thirdly, I feel what's been happening with the women, like last year's New Year, I know you're referring to that. It was a horrific incident on MG Road. But we were blaming alcohol. That's the wrong evil in this entire scenario, you know. Don't you think, Madhav?
No, Vishal, see, it's a very good point of yours.
Alcohol might not be the concern, but having said that, the court in India, the apex court has said ban hona chahiye, so that we're law-abiding citizens. So, you know, you follow what's given by the law.
I'm only telling, if something is making the city and the area get out of controls and we are getting into a zone where we would regret later, this is a right time for us to rethink, redeploy our thoughts.
I think the diagnosis of the problem is a little incorrect. Alcohol is not the problem. The people are the problem. We are abusive as humans in nature. It is going to happen. If you remove alcohol, there'll be something else they'll abuse. You'll have to find that to remove. We'll constantly be removing the wrong problem as opposed to the right problem, because it seems easier to deal with shutting down a pub as opposed to changing a mindset. Because in Europe, people drink on the streets. Now, it's not because that alcohol is less harmful in Europe, it's because the people in Europe don't abuse it. So yeah, I'm exactly, just trying exactly to say that. That in a developed country, because that's where we want to be. We want to be a developed country. We compare ourselves to Japan, America,
not
Europe.
Definitely not with the pub culture, Disha. I sincerely differ on that. This needs to be completely monitored for the better of Bangalore and for the better of the nation and the society.
Your method of monitoring is slightly questionable. Nobody is questioning monitoring, sir. Your method of monitoring is what is a little worrisome. But let's open it up to the rest of the city and see who says what. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Madhav.
Congratulations. You have been a fabulous person on radios, FMs. And we appreciate your approach in all the related topics. Wishing you and your team.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.